Welcome in, everybody, to the latest edition of the Sportslandia show here on KXRW.FM and KXRW 99.9 FM in Vancouver, Washington, your only show covering local sports from professional to semi-pro to collegiate to high school and youth sports. And that's what gets us to our topic today. We're trying to do more of the kind of looking at community involvement with youth sports in Vancouver. And tis the season to talk about wrestling, and we're talking real folk style wrestling here. And we've got Damon McPherson on with us for our first of what we hope to have a nice little series here as time goes on, talking about youth and high school wrestling and club wrestling here in the Vancouver area. So Damon, if you want to give you a bit of an introduction about who you are and a little bit about your club.
Yes, man. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It is a great pleasure and honor to be here. As you know, wrestling is one of those sports that is unglorious, doesn't get a lot of airplay. So to have an opportunity to share a little bit has been is great, man. I'm co-founder of Escail International Mat Club, which is here in Vancouver, Washington. Me and my brother, Maka Foster, he now lives in Texas. We founded the organization in 2007. Our motto is champions in life. Our mission is to teach at-risk kids valuable life skills through the basic fundamentals of wrestling. And so here we are 18 years later, started with 8 kids. Now we've got over 140 kids, members, monthly members, boys and girls, ages 5 to 18. And man, it is 2 locations, one on the west side, one on the east side. We also just launched our all-girl program last year. And so, yeah, man, things are going well, and it's just been pretty cool, man, to plant my flag here in Vancouver 18 years ago and to see where it is now.
So is there any particular reason where the name came from? Is there any special meaning behind that?
Absolutely. We were really looking for something that was unique, something that embodied who and what we're trying to do, which is much more than just teach kids wrestling. A matter of fact, my thought is if all I did was taught you how to wrestle, then we failed you miserably. So askeo is a Greek word that means to spiritually labor or strive for something. Of course, spiritually, physically, whatever the case, we're laboring. Wrestling is one of those sports that is hard. And that's what I love about it. It resembles life, guarantees losses, guarantees suffering. And one of the things that I think kids really need nowadays, where you know, anything that's hard tends to be a taboo, but wrestling is one of those sports that really embodies that. So askeo being something that means to labor, to spiritually or physically labor for something, was why we grabbed a hold to it. International, not only do we wrestle folk style, but we also wrestle international style wrestling, which is a style that you wrestle in the Olympics, freestyle and Greco. Folk style is what they wrestle in high school and college. But and then on the other side of that is we've seen Escail being a international club, which one day will be prayerfully a model for many other clubs with the name Escail all over the country and prayerfully over the globe. So, yeah, man, that was kind of the meaning behind it.
Oh, very cool. It's a wonderful story, and it's great to get the background on where these groups and names and where the meaning comes from.
Yes.
And so I guess we should back up a little bit for those unfamiliar, and how I discovered your club is through USA Wrestling. So if anybody's not familiar, who or what is USA Wrestling, and why does it matter that your club is affiliated with them?
Yeah, USA Wrestling is where all of the sanctioned clubs in the country must register. If you want to have a sanctioned club, you have to be registered with USA Wrestling, and every wrestler and every coach has to be sanctioned with USA Wrestling. And so essentially every kid pays for a card annually, and it gives them an insurance policy, but also registers all of their wins or losses, tracks their record. It also tracks us as a club, all of our members. And of course, if we get a kid that ever gets injured, it gives them an insurance policy where, you know, on the way to practice, at practice, on the way to a tournament, at a tournament, if they acquire injury, they've got some insurance coverage. And so USA Wrestling really is a kind of a central place that all wrestlers, I mean, if you're doing anything outside of just the, you know, intramural wrestling, which you don't have to have a USA Wrestling card for some of these organizations, but if you go beyond these local intramural wrestling programs and you want to start wrestling beyond and bigger tournaments, you have to be registered with USA Wrestling.
Do you have a USA Wrestling tattoo?
No.
Our wrestling fans out there understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. Well, you got to understand who my father is first, and you'd understand why the answer is no. But yeah, no, I wasn't allowed to get tattoos, man. And by the time I was able to make those decisions, yeah, I was over the whole idea of wanting to put a tattoo. But trust me, all my buddies have USA Wrestling tattoos on their bodies, and no, I never got, and I don't have cauliflower ear, man.
Oh,
So
wow.
I'm one of those unique birds, dude. Yeah, I didn't get either one of those brands.
Yeah, I don't talk about my own sports history too much on the show, but I did grow up around wrestling. Being from the Midwest, it's a huge deal here and it's been a family tradition. So it
Yes.
counted a lot of gym ceilings in my day, but it seems like you watch college wrestling and everybody's got the USA Wrestling tattoo
Oh,
somewhere on
yeah.
their body.
Yes, sir. You better believe it, man. That's good.
Getting back to, let's kind of talk about from the youth side. You mentioned 5 to 18. If you can give us a little bit more about, starting with those really young kids all the way up to the high school, kind of how the program changes as the kids age, maybe a different focus or abilities, or what your goal is for the different age ranges.
Man, you wouldn't believe. I'll tell you what. We got so many kids. So we got an orange squad and a brown squad. One team, two squads. Orange squad is ages 5. Now, I say 5, but really we got some 4-year-olds. But I only take the 4-year-olds if they can pay attention for 30 minutes. If they can pay attention for 30 minutes, they can stick around, right? So I advertise 5 years old, but then I get some parents to go, "Oh, well, Johnny's only 4." And I say, "Well, give him a trial, and if you can focus." So I got quite a big a handful of 4-year-olds too. And it really bugs me, man, that so many of our coaches in wrestling across the board, they put all this stock into high school wrestling. Now, listen, I love high school wrestling. It's a big deal. But what an honor it is. What a honor to be able to coach a kid when he's 4, 5, 6, 7, when he can't chew bubble gum and walk. Everybody can coach a kid that's in high school who's been in a club all his life. But when I get these kids at 4 and 5 years old and the heavy lifting begins, and we teach these kids, the disciplines of staying in their stance, hand fighting, the basic fundamentals, man, rock over steps, good position, and not being, we're not in the funky moves, we're in the good position, man. When you can get that in these kids at 5, 6, 7 year olds, man, by the time I hand these high school coaches a kid, it's a gift. Trust me. And so in a lot of countries, the greatest coaches are the youth coaches. The world-class coaches are really managers. They're more or less, what am I going to teach Jordan Burroughs other than, man, how to manage his mind, how to live right, how to have a balanced diet, how to get his rest, how not to worry and be anxious. But as far as the technique and stuff like that, man, I love teaching these young ones. And so, man, we got an orange squad with about 60 kids, ages 4 to 11, and they run the whole warm up. And when I bring people in to see this, it is a phenomenon, man. They don't talk at 5 o'clock. They see that clock hit 5, they know, take off running. It ain't no 5:01. And so, man, we got the orange squad, our 5 to 11, and then they graduate into the brown squad, which is our more elite class. My kids that are traveling, my kids that are, we're taking to the bigger tournaments. And yeah, man, we got about 60 kids in that class also. We just had Noah Messman, who just graduated from Menlo with honors. He came back. He's now head coaching of our second location. Kennedy Wilcox, I got her when she was 9 years old. She just branched and started our girls program. And CJ Hamlin, he's a 157 pounder at Oregon State University, junior in the lineup. He's wrestling at the in Las Vegas. I'm going down there to watch him wrestle this weekend. And when he graduates, I believe he will be taking over the West Side location. And so I'm trying to make room for this next generation of leaders, man, because that's what we're creating, champions in life, man. So yeah, man, that's kind of the progression. You start off in the orange squad, You learn how to win, you learn how to lose, and you learn how to be a gentleman or a gentlewoman. And if we do those things, our mission is accomplished.
Excellent. And talking about that, that's one of the things I wanted to get to is where your wrestlers have gone. So beat me to the punch on that, but we can add some more to that as well. Talking about how does club wrestling fit in with school wrestling? Or, we talk about specialization and what is a lot of pressures put on kids these days. So do your kids wrestle for maybe their high school and your club team, or how does that division
Yeah.
work?
So we got some who don't, but the ones who want to be on the podium, they wrestle year round, most of them. Sometimes we our club, excuse me, our camp season starts in August, so we start putting on camps in the summer, so we kind of divvy down the weekly practices in August. But for the most part, man, we go year round. Like, we don't shut our doors. And so we got a group of kids who wrestle for high school, then they leave high school practice and they come to the club. And yeah, they want to be on the podium. I mean, every kid on the podium is a club wrestler, man, for the most part. First through fifth, those are club wrestlers, for the most part. And so I encourage even our middle school kids, they go to middle school practice and they come to club practice. Southwest Washington, really, other than our club, we don't have a lot of kids wrestling on the national scene from, Vancouver. So, yeah, man, I think if you want to make it to the next level, you got to be in the club. You got to be putting in extra time, and you can also do it during the season,
Talking about that, is there a set traveling team? Like you have like baseball, they're all part of the club, but then like you maybe your top 20 players are on like the traveling team, or is it all individual where different kids go to different tournaments depending on their schedule and what they would like to do?
Yeah, at a scale, we do everything together, man. So, before October, all of our kids, all ages, we're wrestling together. There's some tournaments we go to. We went to Armageddon. We went to Freak Show in Las Vegas. And everybody's included. Anybody can come. Am I ready? Can you wrestle? Can you put shoes on and get on the mat? You ready? A lot of times, am I ready means can I win? And so it's like, yeah, no, you're ready. Come get these lumps, because you can get them now or you can get them tomorrow, but you're gonna get these lumps. And I feel like the sooner these kids get out and they see these bigger tournaments, they might get their head whopped, but they come back to these local tournaments and it's like, oh man, this is no big deal anymore, right? So, but then when high school season starts, competition-wise, our high school kids are no longer competing with the club. They're competing strictly with their high school team. They're just practicing with us. Then February comes, state tournament happens, and then as soon as that's over, man, we're on the freestyle and we're traveling. We're at the US Open. We're traveling to Arizona. We're traveling to Iowa. We're going to some of the bigger tournaments. And we do those things together, man. We travel together. We sit together. We win together, lose together. Everything we do at a scale, we do together. And so, I don't care if you're 5 or you're 18. I make sure these older kids, they know that if I catch them walking past these 5-year-olds like they don't exist, I'm on their head, man, because they have an obligation here to remember when they were 6, and their big brothers used to, sit at the side of their mat and root for them and what that meant to them. And so we are very much one team, although two squads, just because for sheer numbers, we can't have them all on the mat at the same time. But we make sure that activities, picnics, I make sure that transitioning between our orange squad practice and brown squad, which orange squad ends at 6:30, brown squad starts at 6:30. So there's a transition where I require those big guys to check in on them, wrestle around with them a little bit, touch them, talk to them, so that we can keep that oneness going. So yeah, we travel as one, and if they're not elite, that's okay. Come go two and out. You'll get tired of that sooner or later, and you'll start working harder, and you won't be two in a t-shirt no more.
We forget, it's easy to forget as a high school kid and a teenager, but those little kids, you are basically royalty. You're the nearest thing to a god to some of the, being a little kid. I remember still like you're 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, and you see the high school athletes who are doing what you want to do. Those are the people you look up to. That means the world to a kid to have those 17, 18 year olds give you that attention and even just a high five and talk to you for a little bit.
Huge, man. It's huge. It's something that we're intentional about, to the point where, they know I'm watching them, man. And so our older kids, man, we got such a great group of leaders who have been with me for years, who become, you hear that term peer pressure, and it's always used in a negative context. But the truth is peer pressure is the greatest force in the universe. And when you put kids around kids who are doing the right thing, peer pressure all of a sudden becomes something that you want. And so that is where we're fostering. You're leading, they're watching. Make sure you invest, because there was somebody who invested in you. And yeah, you're right, man. They're like heroes to those guys. And so yeah, we make sure we foster that, man.
And do you have any geographic restrictions? Is it strictly just Vancouver? Do we go out to Battleground in Camas? Or what about people? Our show plays down in Portland. So can people jump the
That's
river, or
good.
is going across state lines kind of an issue with USA Wrestling?
No, you can travel as far and long as you want, man. We have kids. We've got a kid who travels. His father actually is a head wrestling coach at Westview High School over in Oregon. He brings his son to our practice 3 days a week. They travel about, Westview. That's all the way out in Beaverton. We got kids who come from Portland. We got kids who come from Camas, Hawkinson, Battleground. We just planted a second location in Camas. So we have a second location at Sky Ridge Middle School where we practice Wednesdays and Fridays. And then on the west side in Hazeldale is our main gym, our 6,700 square foot facility. We're there Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And then our girls practice on, all girls on Friday on the west side, but girls can also attend the other classes also. So yeah, no restrictions, man. No restrictions.
And you've mentioned the girls' club a couple times, and I think that's one thing we've seen a big explosion on, high school girls wrestling, and it's taking off at the college level. You look at Iowa, which may be the premier collegiate wrestling program, is the Iowa Hawkeyes, and now they have a women's team. So to see that taking off and you all encouraging that, I think is another big step, as we've seen really kind of that explosion of kind of girls only, young women's only wrestling, where it's not mixed anymore.
No, it's huge, man. And I honestly thought when we started this girls program, I thought all the high school girls would show up and we'd have 50 girls in the room. But the truth is, it's starting off very much like we started in the beginning at a scale when we started our boys program 18 years ago. And, I remember back then, all the local high schools used to tell people, "Oh, that's a kids club, man. That's a kids club. You don't want to go there. That's the kids, right?" Well, it was true. We had a bunch of kids because a lot of the high school kids didn't come at the time. But what happens is when 5 and 6 and 7 year old girls wrestle for 6 or 7, 8 years, guess what? Now they're in high school, and now you got it ain't a kids club, a little kids club no more. And so, man, we got a plethora of 5, 6, 7, and 8 year old girls right now, who I'm telling you, man, and they're committed. And these girls pay attention. Like, they're so different than boys, man. Like, boys, they're just big picture. The girls, they're very detailed. And so, yeah, I'm so excited for these girls, man. They're tenacious, they're competitive, and they're very focused on those small details, which we coach very detailed. So we're gonna have a bunch of girls who are gonna be really tough here in a couple of years.
So to give kind of just open floor here, anything else we haven't talked about with the club? I guess a good question, given we're kind of early, midway through the high school wrestling season, when people typically think of wrestling, what if people are hearing this for the first time? They're just discovering your club. They think it'd be a good thing for their kid to get into, or their kid wants to get involved. How, from the parents' or kids' perspective, how would they get involved, right now in the middle of winter, if they want to start working with you?
Yeah, 100%, man. Well, the one thing I say is check out our website at scaleinternational.com. That was the first thing I would say. We've got a lot of information there. But the second thing I would say was what I try to is, oh, we got a wrestling club. Well, we got something far more than a wrestling club, but you wouldn't understand it until you've seen it. So what we always offer is a free trial, no commitment. Come just check it out. Come try. Just come on in, sign the waiver, and let your child just try it out. And we're a 99% retention rate. When kids and parents come, feel the community, which is what we're building, community. It is so much more than just wrestling. We travel to tournaments, man. We We sit together. We eat together. The kids, they cry together. They laugh together. We do talent shows. We dance with the kids. I teach them how to jump rope. I teach them how to juggle. Teach them how to laugh at themselves. And all those things that I think the kids, they need to understand that wrestling and sports in general are just a vehicle, man, to give you some life skills, because very few of them are going to go on, even wrestle Division One. Very few of them are going to wrestle Division One. Very few of them are going to go to the league, but all of them are going to be humans. All of them are going to be adults. They're all going to be parents at some point, most of them. They're all going to have to work careers, and what they learn from the sport of wrestling, man. How to suffer, how to endure adversity, how to lose. You lose friends, you lose jobs, you lose, you lose relationships. And then how do you bounce back from that? How do you respond when you don't get what you want, And so that's what I love about this sport. It is a teacher. And so, yeah, please, if anybody's interested, at scaleinternational.com, bring your child, let them try it. There is a monthly membership, but in 18 years, not one kid, and I challenge anybody to come and say anything different. There's never been a child that did not participate because of money. We always make sure that kids get to participate, and so we raise funds. We got some great donors, some corporate sponsors who support us annually, so that we make sure that any kid who wants to participate can participate.
And that's great news, and really putting the kids first, I think, should be the goal for any one of these wrestling clubs. And
Yes.
like you mentioned, being well-rounded individuals in all facets of life.
Yeah, man, for sure. I think one of the other things that's important to point out about our club is the amount of coaches that we have. I spoke about how many kids we got, and that can bring up another question. Well, with that many kids, how do you manage that? Well, we got 14 coaches, volunteers who give their time weekly, and I'm telling you, these are men and women of character. People with integrity, and they can wrestle, And so I've been a lot of places where you got these great coaches who can teach moves, but they got some character flaws, and we all got some flaws, but we don't allow language and music and the environment and the atmosphere is positive, man. We don't allow hazing. We don't allow the whole rite of passage and kids they bully and all that. We don't play none of that. If I catch a kid, bullying a kid or hazing a kid, that happens one time. And the greatest part is we got some great leaders who've been in the program a long time, so they become kind of our catch-all. They see a kid doing something wrong, they will tell a kid, "Hey, man, we don't do that here." And so I just really think that if there's anyone out there who would like to be a part of what we're doing, to just come out and give it a try and see if it's a good fit.
Well, that's all fantastic to hear. And again, we'll put some information here after the episode up with our show page and on the website so people can get involved as well and learn a little bit more about USA Wrestling as a whole. And with that, we're going to be close to our end here. Any last information you want to share or information on wrestling as a whole or the club?
I think that's it, man. Darren, I would just say that many of our kids now, and if I could just say this for our parents that are listening, the one thing that we don't allow out of all those coaches, only one of them does not have a child in the program. Most of our coaches are parents, and there's only one prerequisite to being a coach at a scale, and if you can't coach your kid, and that is a hard one for a lot of men, a lot of coaches, because they are bent on coaching their child. My son just graduated last year. I've never coached him. He's always been in the room, but I've always been blessed with other coaches who could pour into him, and I could keep my daddy hat on, because to trade in the daddy hat for the coach hat is a real bad exchange, and I've seen it happen at 6 and 7, and it all seems good until that young man or young woman turns 14 or 15. Now the pressure mounts, and now the relationship begins to be tarnished. The siblings suffer. The home begins to have tension. And now you're the kid turns 25 and has his own kids. And now, generationally, that thing gets, it's just, I just always like to throw that out there to fathers, if you want to bring your son or daughter to a place where you can be dad, you can be mama and just love on them, and you can trust that you're going to turn them over where they can be coached responsibly with integrity. Because that's the problem. If I'm coaching my son and I take him somewhere, I want to know he's going to be taken care of. Then I can let go. But if I don't know if he's going to be coached up well or, going to, be actually paid attention to, then of course I'm going to be wanting to coach him. And so we have a place where, you can rest assured we're going to be pouring into those young people. We take traveling very serious when we're out of town. It's not vacation. We don't go out and do the happy hour. Like, we're with our kids. We love them up. We train them up. And so I just want to add that last little piece.
Well, that's all wonderful to hear, and it sounds like you all have put a lot of the good pieces in place and built a structure. And like you say, it's not just about wrestling; it's everything that goes with it and all the life lessons learned. So it sounds like a great setup and a great way for people to learn a great sport.
That's good, Darren. I appreciate it, man.
All right. Well, thank you to Damon McPherson for joining us, and hope to have you back in a future episode. It'd be great to talk more wrestling and something that I've wanted to get on the show for a long time. So. I like my pro wrestling, but I still have that soft spot for folk style and watching college wrestling and freestyle and Olympic wrestling. So it's good to get a mixture in here.
Good deal. Well, thank you for having me. And yeah, we'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you very much. And with that, we will see everybody here on the next Sports Landy here on KXRW.FM and KXRW 99.9 FM in Vancouver, Washington.
Support for KXRW comes from Blunt Insurance Group, an independent insurance agency based in Vancouver, Washington. They provide options for home, auto, business, and personal coverage, working with a range of providers. More information is available at BluntInsuranceGroup.com. Blunt Insurance Group, supporting our community and KXRW Community Radio.
KXRW programming like this is made possible with the support of The Columbian, proud to be Southwest Washington's leading news source. Since 1920, the Campbell family has owned and operated The Columbian and ensured its award-winning news coverage. For the most thorough daily coverage of local news, national news, and local sports, both in print and online, and for subscription information, visit Columbian.com. That's Columbian.com.
La programación de KXRW es posible gracias a socios como Buckley & Associates, abogados que ayudan a víctimas lesionados a obtener la justicia que merecen por más de 40 años. Con licencia en el estado de Washington, su equipo diverso habla más de 7 idiomas, haciendo que tus derechos sean más accesibles y fáciles de entender. Conoce más en BuckleyLaw.net. Repito, BuckleyLaw.net. Buckley & Associates. Hablan tu idioma.
우리는 여러분의 언어를 구사합니다.
我们说你的 语言.
Nosotros hablamos tu idioma.
Chúng tôi nói ngôn ngữ của bạn.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange,
when you're stranded.